Welcome to Girls in Heels. On today's show, the twins brought me coffee.
Yay!
And that's really all I care about. Anything else we talk about, yeah. Honestly, it's all fair game. I have coffee.
And I remembered exactly the way you like it.
Which is everything, because I can't tell you how long I was with my boyfriend before he remembered how I like my coffee, so you're better.
See that? Uh-huh.
Now, this is the show where we tell you about 8 things we're going to discuss, and we get to none of them.
Exactly.
So
we're
just going to start by saying hi. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Apreya, Nicole Napolitano, also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo! Woo!
And our special guest, Mama Twin, Santa is here.
Hi!
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's so good to be here.
Yeah, it's very nice to have you. Make sure you talk into your microphone so we can all hear your lovely voice.
Okay. Yes, okay.
So, let me just start out by saying that I really appreciate you guys coming in today because I'm going to Mexico this week.
Oh.
Because now here's what happened. So every single year that I've been with my boyfriend, his birthday is in February, and it's always freezing cold, tons of snow. He really hates it. And, you know, I finally said to him, you know, one year, this is it. We're going to go somewhere warm for your birthday. He grew up in California. He doesn't like these cold birthdays. Yeah, I was like, that's it. This is the year we're going to Mexico. So it was 70 degrees. Then we had a snowstorm. Now it's 62.
I know.
And the best part, it's 68 in Mexico.
No.
So that is money well spent.
Where are you going in Mexico, Cooper?
We're going to Puerto Vallarta.
Viva la Mexico.
Speak in your mic,
Mother. Oh, it had to be warmer than that.
Yeah. It's probably a little bit warmer. Yeah. Not much, though.
I love
maybe
Puerto
70.
Vallarta. I love
Puerto Vallarta. Oh, so what, you've been there?
Yes, many years ago. But yes, I love it. I loved it.
It's
your
favorite.
Beautiful. And Cabo. I like Cabo as well. But Puerto Vallarta, yeah.
It's my parents are there, so it's a free trip. You know, they have a house there, so
nice.
We'll just crash with them, you know.
Really,
it's beautiful.
Nice.
You've been there. So you've been there.
No. All these years they've been going to Mexico, I have never been.
It's really, one of my favorite places. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Enjoy.
And the town is older, you were saying, right, Mom?
That's funny, because this is the first time that I'm hearing that it's one of Mommy's favorite places.
I knew before Cabo, years ago, I remember, when everyone was going to Cancun, which Mommy hated.
I hate Cancun.
She hates Cancun.
Really?
I know, because I had a free trip
Cancun.
There, and you would not even make me take you.
We had a free trip. We were going to take her. She would not even go.
Wait a second. Now, Nicole, how'd you get a free trip to Cancun?
Fashion Week.
Fashion Week. I got invited to Fashion Week, and they had a gifting party for like 2
really
days.
Like the gifting basket.
It was the gifting basket.
Wow.
So
we
bolted
it. I got one too.
Yeah,
and
so
we didn't even use it.
So you walk in and they
I'm
give
so
you
mad.
Someone to walk around with you with this big gigantic duffel bag, and you just go from vendor to vendor, and they give you all these free products.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we walked away with was a free trip to Cancun, all inclusive, everything paid for. Teresa and I both got one, and my mom still would not go.
Why? Don't listen to me. Sometimes I'm mindless.
You're usually not mindless. I'm shocked that you said that.
Well, that was a mindless moment.
Yeah, that was a mindless moment.
I was being stubborn or something.
I don't know. Stay home in Colts Neck or just get a free vacation.
Weekend.
I just had a bad experience.
She doesn't like Cancun. I agree, though. Cancun is actually not my favorite. It's really not pretty.
Why? Is also too touristy.
Too touristy, too commercial. You do like, I remember we were younger. Remember Mommy went to Puerto Vallarta and she brought us back all these little painted things and toys and little, like you loved it. You thought the town, I remember saying, was very pretty. You
yes,
liked
it
a lot.
Yeah, it's very old. I loved it. Yeah, I've been all over Mexico, actually.
Oh, really?
I've been to Mexico City, Merida, Progreso.
Yeah.
Cabo.
Okay, so I have a lot to look forward to.
Just a few
you
margaritas
do.
And tequila.
But Cancun, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, tourist, Chamber of Commerce, whatever, Cancun.
Have you been whale watching? Because that's the one thing that my boyfriend wants to do.
I'd like to do that.
I did that in Hawaii.
Yeah,
me too.
It was awesome.
What is that? Like, you go out on a boat? Like, what happens?
Yeah, because isn't it, they go between Hawaii too and Alaska, right? One's the feeding, one's the mating. So it's safe to see them, they were saying, right? If I remember correctly, in Hawaii, because they're mating, they're not feeding. Because I wouldn't want to see a whale when, like,
when they're hungry?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I wouldn't want to see them when they're horny.
I'd rather see them when they're horny.
Really?
That's pretty. No wonder how they mate.
Wait, I'm just laughing right now because, come here, Mom. This morning, Teresa called. I was calling her last night because we were over her house yesterday. We had a big dinner for Giovanni's birthday and
with the family,
and we made this outrageous gravy. Some people call it sauce, some people call it gravy, but it was delicious. I call it gravy. Tons of meatballs and pork and ribs and brajoles. So last night when I left there, Teresa had a little bit to drink, and I said, oh my goodness.
No,
all I thought about was pot of gravy on the stove, and I wanted to make sure that she put it in the refrigerator and it didn't go to waste. So I called her this morning, and I was calling her last night and she wasn't picking up, and I said, call me. Finally, she calls me 3 o'clock in the morning. She's like, I just saw your text now. I'm like, too late, I'll call you in the morning. She calls me in the morning. I said, just please tell me that you put the gravy away. And she goes, hell yeah. She goes, all I remember is going into the bedroom and Reno saying, come on, Teresa, let's have sex. And she goes,
You look so hot.
Oh,
I was dancing on my table.
Of course you were.
And, yeah. And Teresa,
You were the entertainment for the night.
She said it so cat. She goes, oh, I told him right away, No, I got to run inside. I got to go put the gravy in the refrigerator.
I go, that is so important.
You guys are so important.
He goes, that's what he said this morning. I said, were you upset about something? He goes, yeah, I kept on grabbing you. You're like, no, I got to put the sauce away.
That's a good Italian mama.
That's
good,
right.
Italian mama.
Your priorities, you know, you have the right priorities. Good
you
for you.
Save the gravy.
Save the gravy.
Wait, why don't you just have sex with them? How many, you know, what is that, 5 minutes?
I wish.
just pause for 5 minutes. Get it over with.
After a lot of alcohol, it takes
and then
too
go
long.
Clean the kitchen.
Wait, what were you saying last night, Tim?
Teresa
made a... Wait, what was the wording that you made up? The verbiage, Teresa?
Which one?
No.
Oh, no.
What you were telling everybody at the table?
No. Mommy said it can't get dirty.
It can't get dirty.
But it's not dirty.
Just 1 second. You said something. It's called a Macallan something.
What? What
if
is this?
If he has too much Macallan...
We're not getting into this right now. Mommy's, yeah. No, I just think sometimes, I think with men, there's just, if there's too much alcohol involved, I don't know, maybe after a certain age, it's just like, wait till tomorrow morning. You know, like, just wait.
I think that's a lot of men of all ages. Because I remember that more in my 20s than in my 30s.
Really?
Like,
it's just like,
I would come home drunk with a guy and he would just be like, he would pass out or he would be like, he couldn't perform.
Grow up.
You know? It's by the time they get into their 30s, they figure it out.
No,
they work it out.
No, my husband's in his 50s and he could just go and go and go. And I'm like, I want him to calm down. I want him. We were just telling that story. It's so funny how talking about sex. And Mom, we haven't spoken about sex in a really long time on the show, and we would have to.
I realize that. Yeah.
We really haven't.
What is
but
it?
You were talking about elephants, right?
Oh, yes.
And we were saying, Nicole was reading me this article. Was it in the New York Times?
New York Times, yes.
New York Times, a beautiful story of elephants, and Nicole could tell you the story. But they're unemployed. There's tons of elephants.
It's in Myanmar.
So this is educational.
Myanmar.
This is educational.
It's Myanmar. It's not far from Thailand, right? It's like on the border of Thailand.
Okay.
So these elephants now, they're not allowed to cut down any more trees. And thousands of elephants were employed carrying like logging.
Oh.
So now they
can't. They were loggers.
And now the elephants are very depressed. They're very sad. And
they're
getting angry. They said the elephants are getting angry and they're getting fat because they're not working.
It sounds like human beings.
Wait, and all they want to do.
Right here.
All they want to do is have sex.
Unemployed humans.
They're unemployed elephants. They're getting fat and all they want to do is have sex.
And that is legit. Like that's
legit.
That's
it was
true.
In the New York Times.
No, in the New York Times.
I believe, because I see it with dogs. You know, certain dog breeds, you know, they're working dogs and they like to do something that requires work. Like if anyone that has like a border collie understands, if that dog isn't like running around, even if you're not going to go herd sheep, like if you live
in New
Jersey, you're not herding sheep, your dog still has that DNA.
Energy,
it needs to go run and do things like that. So it makes perfect sense.
And not only that, they say the working elephant in Myanmar. Is that am I saying it correctly? Myanmar?
Myanmar, yeah.
Myanmar.
You got it.
They live like 40 to 60 years old, where the elephants in the European zoos only live like 19 years.
I'm not liking zoos lately.
And I'm
not
really liking it. You know,
for our pleasure to go look at a bunch of animals who we love so much to in like captivity, I just don't like it.
Well,
they should be running free.
No, but the good thing about zoos is now zoos are, you know, everything's mandated, they're funded, so they make sure that the animals are really well cared for.
Right.
And a lot of the zoos are part of the endangered species program. where they specifically have animals so they can procreate, so that way they can intercede, because species that are dying. So zoos are very helpful. A lot of the zoos are for research. So if somebody wants to go out and, like, you know, work and, like, study chimpanzees, it starts in a zoo. You do, like, your internship there or whatever. And then, you know, think about, think about all the kids from, like, the Bronx.
Yeah.
You know, who have never seen an animal, like, up close, like a like a lion or something. They go to the Bronx Zoo. They see a lion up close, and now they have a new appreciation for them. So when they
read a
story about something terrible happening to lions, they're more empathetic. So in the end, I think zoos are good.
I do feel better, because as a child, I love the zoo, Molly.
That was like the favorite place that you should take us.
Right, of course.
Central Park Zoo and the Bronx Zoo.
We love animals. I was just feeling bad reading that.
No, the minute they see something's wrong with an animal, remember that polar bear in the zoo in Central Park that he was starting to have psychological issues?
Yeah.
They got right in there and they helped him, and they found him a friend and they got him on Prozac, and they did what they needed to do to help him.
You know, speaking of that, I never realized, okay, another little tidbit. Do you know they actually do? Dogs have post-traumatic syndrome.
That's right.
I never realized that coming back from the, you know, wars and stuff, and from overseas. I felt so bad reading that and seeing that the other day. I never realized they do put dogs on Prozac.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that, Nicole? No.
Hey, I think they have to put people on Prozac when they lose their dogs.
Right.
I know. but you never. I never realized that these dogs have post-traumatic syndrome.
Yes, they do.
And it's so sad. And there was some, this one woman, she was in the military. She came back, and her dog was also in the military. They're military dogs.
Right.
And they're saying that they have such post-traumatic syndrome. And I was watching this dog pacing back and forth, and he's got to have the ball in his mouth all the time. He was so intense, this dog. And now they're doing, like, therapy on them and really helping them out.
Well, they have programs at the library to read to them. You can read to dogs to
I'm part of
them.
That. My dog Marconi is part of the read program.
Oh, my God. Yep. I love him even more now, Marconi.
Oh, did I never tell you guys that?
No, can you take a picture of him? That would be so awesome. Like, post it.
I'll send you. I've got great shots of him. He's part of the one at the New York Public Library. So we go to, we've been to all the different libraries, but we specifically go to one particular library in our neighborhood the first Saturday of every month. And then he's also a therapy animal. We visit at NYU Langone. Joint disease. We were there yesterday. We visit with the kids.
I want to come with you when you go.
Yeah. I would love to do that.
Can we come with you next
Marconi
time?
Marconi rocks.
Are we allowed to?
Can come as visitors to the hospital, because we don't go room to room on Sundays. Right. We go into one main room and the kids just come in with their visitors.
I would love that.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's really amazing. Like, sometimes we just go and we have a good time with the kids. We run around with them. But then there's times we go in and there's kids that are very depressed because they're in the hospital long term and they can't go see their dog. So one kid, I was coming in regularly and working with him, with Marconi, to get him, you know, to smile, to get up. And we went there the other day. He was running around. He was in his wheelchair. He was playing Uno with the other kids. He's a completely different kid now.
That's so great.
But we spent like a month working with him with the dog, because he wasn't reacting to humans, but he really loves animals. So he reacted to Marconi.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah. I think children with animals, and that's almost like
autism.
No, but horses. They do. They do that with horses. But even when you go to an old age home and you bring babies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, they love babies. And you notice some of them, when we would go visit, they would have, like, little baby dolls in the room because they just love to hold them. Yeah.
Right.
So
that's interesting.
We would bring the kids when they were younger, and we would go in and out of the rooms and just go talk to all the old people. And they loved when we would bring our children.
Yeah, Nicole made a bunch of chocolate lollipops for Easter time, little baskets and crosses and everything. She's bringing them. The guy's like, half the people in here are diabetic. I'm like, Nicole.
Oh, well.
Nicole? It's a thought that counts.
Exactly. Yeah. You have good intentions, Nicole, but I'm like,
no candy.
We don't want to kill these old people.
Well, that's a thing in these facilities, like, because with the kids, they do something every year at NYU. This is kind of cool. They choose a theme, and everybody in the entire hospital dresses in that theme. So this year was superheroes. So you walk in, and, like, the guys behind the counter are dressed like Superman and Batman. And, like, you go to, like, some random floor, and there's, like, some woman who's, like, helping patients, and she's dressed like Catwoman. And it's really cute. So they do a theme every year, and because a lot of the kids can't have different foods and candies, they do something they call sticker treating instead of trick-or-treating. Okay. And you get a little booklet, and you go around to the different floors, and they give you stickers. And then at the end of the day, you trade them in for what you are allowed to have. So if you're allowed to have candy, you could trade in for candy. Some kids get toys.
That's
great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Cute. Yeah, I like that.
It's very nice.
I love animals.
So,
love them.
What else is going on in your world, you guys?
Let's see. Giovanni turned 20 yesterday, like I said.
We had a fun weekend. We took him to the city. We went to, like, the chocolate factory. We got a limo. We went to eat. So we just had fun all weekend. And it was my best friend Dawn's husband's birthday, who's my other best friend. So they share the same birthday. So the DeRays and the Apreyas and the Moriellos, we kind of like had a birthday yesterday.
It's so nice you guys have this big extended family.
We do, because both their birthdays, and every year, we kind of celebrate together with our kids, and they had a cheerleading competition, so we just did something after the competition together, so it was really nice. And,
it was.
And we just,
and
we're
the kids are really close,
we just have funny friends. We just have fun friends. We really do. They're crazy.
Whipped cream fights.
Let me ask you one thing about that. So all three of you are mothers, right? Obviously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you're around your friends' kids, do you ever, because you guys are all so close, like you're close with your friends, you're close with your friends' kids, and you have all this extended family, do you ever feel the need to discipline somebody else's kid?
Oh, Nicole does. Nicole does. I do, though. I have to say, and I tell my niece and nephews and I'm always saying my niece and nephews because that's what I call them. We're all so close. And I tell them, I am so close to you that I do have the right to yell at you. If I see something's not right, or say there's a little tedious argument, or, more so with the girls, the boys will get along very easy, and the girls are great, but sometimes there's a little, a little nonsense that goes on, and I'm like, get along. Everyone's got to love each other, and that's what it's about.
But we do. We'll step in and we'll discipline, and we'll give them some good advice when it's needed. So.
When needed, yeah. And I would expect the same, even for our kids.
And the other parents don't have a problem, and you wouldn't have a problem if somebody disciplined your kid?
Not at all. Nope.
No, as long as it's just our group. You know what I'm saying? It's not as though if somebody else was to discipline our kid,
I would tell them to shut the heck up. Mind your business. Right,
right.
Yeah, Nicole's very outspoken, though, so you've disciplined... You were always more of the disciplinarian,
I was. Like, I was the mother on the playground. If I saw, a little kid bullying another kid and, a mother just, yapping with another mom and not getting involved, I'd be like, I would be the one, to go over and straighten it out because I would not be able to handle that.
You would straighten it out with the kids, but you wouldn't say to the mom, go discipline your kid.
No, because obviously they weren't paying attention, and I would go over and be like, that's not nice. Like, you should, don't treat him like that, or, don't push that little boy like that, or...
And did a mom ever say to you, don't talk to my kid?
Nope.
Really? So they were cool with it?
I think they were oblivious, actually. I don't even know if they knew I would go over and I was disciplining their child.
That's scary.
We have fun, though.
Doing their work.
But we are all planning a cruise together with everyone, so that should be fun.
Oh, where are you going to go?
We're going to the Bahamas, St. Martin, St. Thomas, and
Anguilla.
There's another one.
Anguilla? I told you, Mom.
There's
we weren't crazy about that island. Oh, Tortola.
Okay, I used to live in St. Thomas.
Oh, really?
And Tortola is my favorite place in the entire universe.
See, I heard it's gorgeous.
I have not been to the right part of Tortola.
Okay, you have to go to Apple Bay.
Okay, right. we're going first.
And there's, I don't know if it's still there, there's a place on Apple Bay called Sebastian's. Mm. Nobody knows about it. Ooh. And you can take over, the whole group of you will go and take over Sebastian's, and that will be your own little, private. I mean, hopefully by now people haven't discovered it, but Apple Bay and Tortola is
where I can't wait to go.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of fun.
Hey, I'm excited.
And, the kids will have a great time. And then, talking about getting away, it's funny because your honey and my honey.
Yeah,
we're going to Florida.
This weekend.
We're leaving Friday morning, so it's perfect. You're going and we're going away because it worked out. Because, of course, my husband is like your honey where he was getting crazy. He's like, it's too cold here. It's nuts. And then, of course, he checked Florida and Florida, too, as well. He was like, oh, no, it's only 68. I said, Reno, it's better than 37 the other day. So,
But now, I am so excited that it's February 1st because now it's going to get later. longer.
Oh, you mean more daylight.
More daylight. Like, I'm so, right now, I woke up this morning, I said, I'm so excited. It's February 1st, and I love February.
Valentine's
it's the month of
Day.
Love. It's Valentine's Day.
And, Nicole.
And my favorite love story.
What's your favorite love story?
We have to offer condolences to Iman and also Celine.
She loves them.
Yeah.
She loves Iman.
Yeah.
That's a favorite love story.
David Bowie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. I just love that picture of them this week on the cover of whatever magazine it was. I think people, but they were just such a special. I just love them. They're beautiful, and they always were. And they were private. There's a lot to be said for that privacy. You know,
right.
It just tops everything.
Which is so hard in their world. The fact that they were able to keep so much to themselves. I guess they didn't really come up in the days of paparazzi like now. There was no TMZ.
Well,
I mean, they were paparazzi, but it was easy to avoid them.
I think that a lot has to do with their culture and their background and their not being American.
Right, that's true.
I think that it's just, they're not Americans, and they never needed that or thrived off of it. You know, they didn't need to
But you never saw them in the public. You never heard about any of them, you know, having an affair or cheating.
So are you kind of insulting Americans, Mom?
No, there's probably a British tabloid.
That was kind of like a backhanded. I don't know. Because do you feel like Americans are kind of like a little bit like Gavone-ish?
Yes. No,
Gavone-ish.
No, that's like, Italian. I think Americans
Italians are Gavone-ish.
Are pleasure-seeking, obsessive, narcissistic,
egotistical. Egotistical maniacs.
I'm sorry, but I decided after this week, Nicole, when you said I was judgmental, I've been evaluating that.
Wow.
And I am not judgmental. I have an opinion, and that's that. And that's my opinion.
We were talking about pop culture.
Americans.
Oh, okay.
Versus,
What was the conversation? What happened?
Mom. Speaking about pop culture, what did
pop
you
culture,
say, Mom?
You basically
said that how much I despise it.
Yes.
Interesting.
And why do you despise it, Mother?
Because it is that. Pop. You know, it's just doesn't have any substance for me. It's void of any kind of, mostly. I'm not going to say 100%, but probably 90%.
Which is amazing, because your daughters, you know, are on like the biggest pop culture
well,
show.
That's
right
exactly
now.
Always our debate, because I said, Mom, I have a podcast, and we talk about pop culture, and how could you say that, and blah, 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 and you're so judgmental, and we just had a little...
I'm not judgmental, though. I have an opinion.
You have an opinion. That will...
I think,
Nicole, you get really... you get a little too intense with Mommy. I think I'm a little bit more understanding with her words. No, you really are. I have to tell you, you're a little rough. You're a little tough on Mom. You are. You're like, oh, Mom. And I'm like,
you sound like
the bitchy child. You sound like the bitchy child. You do. And I want to tell you something. Mommy, what she was saying is, I think, I mean, why do you hate it? You feel like it's void of what? Just substance?
I just said it, didn't I?
Okay,
yeah. I really don't. I mean...
An emptiness.
Even when they went on the show, you know, the producers, I think, wanted me to be nice about it. Mm-hmm. And they came and visited, two of them. I forgot who they were now. Made a big impression. And we sat in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And they said, so what is it exactly that I said? I think it's the dumbing down of America. It's stupid. You know, a lot of ignorant waste of time and just stupid talks. Waste of, that's it. My time's too important.
No, you're laughing, but you know, she's not 100% wrong about that. I mean,
dumbing down?
Yeah, I think, don't you think?
I think we dummy down.
No, not, I mean, you two.
I'm not talking about you two.
Even though you know I didn't like the show. I never liked the show.
No,
Well, Andy Cohen sent me an email. He said, please give your mom, your family a kiss for me.
No.
With a wink.
With the wink. No, meaning like,
would you give them? Will she accept it, Mom? Like,
no, you know what?
And
I was thinking that the other day. I do think, and I mean, I'm not huge on reality. Everybody knows, except I love The Bachelor, which we have to get to real quick.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. But I just feel as though, I was thinking about that last night, because people know I really
even didn't watch myself really on the show. Even when we have reruns, I don't really watch it. But I thought about that, too. I said, it's so funny. Like, people are like, oh, you did a great job. And, no, I thought you guys came across great. I think there was more... I wish there was more good that could have came out of it. You know what I'm saying?
In a sense where I
wasn't crazy about the way I was perceived. Even though people thought it was great and I appreciate that, I just think even me for myself, I don't know. I think the cameras, I don't think
they captured you.
Captured me.
Well,
and everyone says they
captured
capture
you.
But no, but they captured more of Nicole, I think. Even one of my best friends, Dawn, okay, said, Teresa, they really didn't capture who you are.
But they're not looking to do that, Teresa.
Exactly.
It's the
but
Real
I think they
Housewives
captured you.
Of New Jersey.
But,
no, but that's the whole idea.
Nicole.
The idea of the Real Housewives, they want to create drama. They want to play into exactly what Santa's talking about, that the whole concept of that it's pop. It's not serious. If you want the stuff
right.
you talk about in the podcast, like anything to do with like, you know, religion or passion or volunteerism, like they don't care about that on that show.
You talk about
that on that show. That's ending up on the editing room
floor.
They want the two of you drunk screaming at Teresa Giudice, or have you pronounced her last
Hold
name?
Hold on. Like I was drinking, drinking.
That's
I mean,
right.
I'm like, oh my God, like that. Some of the things I'm like, oh God, that looks horrible.
But
like,
listen,
it's okay. But it's okay.
It's
Yay.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. There's
Teresa.
Nothing wrong. Look, I was on a reality show. I had no problem with it. I was on Confessions of a Teen Idol. Remember, I told you that.
Yes.
I had no problem standing there screaming at, you know, Scott Baio or whoever I had to scream at that day, because that was part of my job. And it was, you know, I wasn't there to really. It wasn't even as a psychologist. I mean, I wasn't there to impart important information.
Exactly.
You know, I wasn't giving a lecture. I was on VH1
exactly.
yelling at guys from Baywatch about fame.
And that was my first like teen crush. I love Scott Baio.
Yeah, he's delicious.
He was like teen beat. He was delicious. Nicole slept over his house.
Oh, that's I slept in the guest room, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, like you didn't sleep with him. No, my girlfriend slept with him.
My girlfriend slept with him. He took me home wanting me to, and I was like, no way. I'm sleeping in the guest room. I locked the door.
Oh, you good girl.
I was a good girl.
I don't know if I
would have
been that disciplined. I'm a good girl, but I don't know if I would have been that disciplined.
He's very charming. Yeah, it's tough.
That's tough. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's definitely a tough one. But all those guys on that show were. But the thing is, when you get involved with reality television, like, what do you expect? But that's
it was fun. It was fun, exactly.
It's part of our culture. And I know that my mother feels the same way, by the way. She doesn't understand the pop culture thing at all. She doesn't understand Justin Bieber. She doesn't get any of it.
None of it.
But you know what? Part of it is the worse the world gets, the more we need pop culture, because we can't handle every single day hearing about ISIS and animals being killed and children being killed. I need to stop for a second and find out why Britney Spears has bruises up and down
her
legs.
You know what? That's the best explanation or reason for pop culture that I have ever heard.
Let's all dummy down together.
I just have to say
it's
one escape. One thing
escape.
That I read about Iman and I thought was so precious, because they have a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I couldn't
believe... She's 60.
She rocks. She looks outrageous.
She's a model. What do you expect?
So that she got pregnant at 45, but I didn't realize the only stress they ever had in their relationship was for 7 years. She tried to get pregnant. She couldn't get pregnant. So she tried an African folk remedy.
Somalian, yeah.
Well, African folk remedy.
I'm just saying,
because
it's
she's Somalian.
Remedy.
And the Somalians, what they do is, if you can't get pregnant, they say, hold a baby all day. Do you know when she went to go visit Christie Brinkley, she said, I have a strange request. Can I hold your baby all day? She held Christie Brinkley's baby all day. And she got pregnant.
That's not a strange... You know, it's interesting.
That's wild.
It's interesting that's what she chose to
do,
because
that's so
it's actually...
Interesting.
There's research that supports that says that it gets it changes your hormones and your oxytocin levels. And they say that if you raise those levels, you're more likely to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually do it through, like, you know, hormone therapy. So the fact that her body naturally reacted to a baby, I mean, there's definitely some science to that. It's actually kind of cool.
It's also... It reminds me of another scientific thing. I don't know how or when it was proven, but if enough women hang out together and get their period at a certain time,
that's right,
yeah. other women will.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah. We all sync up.
Well, I just wanted to say that because I know there are thousands and thousands of women listening to this podcast, and they spend thousands of dollars on in vitro and all this stuff. So, hey, listen, why not for the day? Go hold a baby, be happy, and... You never know. And
if it does happen,
please email and write into us and tell us, thank you, Nicole. I tried it.
You know what?
Thank you, Iman.
And I have to say, Cooper.
Thank you, Nicole, for sharing.
Cooper, no, because you know what? It really is amazing that we do make a difference on this show because I get so many emails and texts. Real quick, my friend Dina said, thank you so much that she's a school teacher and we spoke about hope. Okay, hold on, pain ends. And there was a cop that came in, a sergeant, that was talking to the kids. His son is severely autistic. And he said, wow, he was so impressed. He goes, I am going to use that. He's like, I've never heard that. And she texted me and she said, Teresa, it may keep on making a difference. And I want to thank you, a shout out to you, Dina, for all your support. She loves our show.
Thank you. That's really sweet. Thank you. All right, we got to leave it there. It's that time again.
I had to use it because that was...
I understand. That's good. Okay, it's very important. We've come to the end of another Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for listening. Spread the word about us. Email us your thoughts and questions, girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. Teresa, Nicole, and I are back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you for downloading.
Yes, everybody.
Have an
Keep listening. Make it a great day.
Because you deserve it.
Bye, Mama.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mom, thanks for being here today.
Oh,
we love you.
You're welcome. I love you guys, too.